I'm married. Sorry, bitches. You try to navigate a motor vehicle when your inner monologue sounds like the Rush Hour franchise.
Yeah, what?
I promise to never say that part on stage in front of people.
The end of the wine race!
30 Minutes with Zach Amico. Tuesday, August 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Episode here on the Morning Zoo. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and we're coming to you from New York City, right at the Gas Digital Studios. Across the table from me, two regulars here on the show, two of my favorite people to broadcast with, from the Uncle Rico Show, it is our good friend Anthony Zenhauser. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Always a pleasure, man. A happy, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my friend. And next to him from Super Sally Joe's, it's our great friend Alex Tomaselli. How you doing, man?
I'm well, dude. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Alex, what do you want people to check out?
Follow me on Instagram at SillySelly, and check out my podcast I do with Joe Gorman, Super Sally Joe's. It's on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, and all that stuff.
Today's Wednesday.
Okay. It is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Never mind. Somebody's doing pre-tapes and is not in their right mind. I apologize. Zen?
Yeah, happy Wednesday, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, hump day, huh? Something to get you through. At the Zen Comic on Twitter and Instagram, you can find all my dates over there. And also, like Zach said, the Uncle Rico Show on YouTube with Shuli Agar and Mike Morse.
Fantastic. Find me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. PunchUp.live/ZachAmico for my dates. I'm going to have some stuff up there very soon. I got my new special coming out on August the 25th. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on here. Please leave nice comments. I would appreciate it. And if you're watching the show, use the promo code ZOO and save a little bit of money. Get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat and the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite guest shows from the last decade, and our Friday bonus episode, which I thought this was, but it's not. And thank you so much for tuning in to the program. Let's start exactly where we should. Police officer allegedly caught eating ass on the job. Listen, if you can't eat a little ass now and then, what's the point of even having a position of power?
I agree with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. Cops used to... I thought half the reason to become a cop was so you could cheat on your wife.
Yes, dude. Or hit her.
Or both, preferably. You're above the law. These guys work hard, man. So, Shannon, tell us about it or show us.
Hold on. Are there other cops that are eating ass? Because I didn't think a brother would do that.
What the hell is this?
He's got his hand in her butt, and then he licks his fingers.
Oh, okay. All right. He's like a shark. He's just taking a little nibble.
He's testing it for later.
He's savoring it.
By the way,
elbowed in like, come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man. Be professional.
You're stupid.
If we're not supposed to want to eat the ass of lady cops, why do they all have such big asses?
And they always look great in those pants.
Yeah.
The cops and nurses.
Yes.
Always look great. The asses are scrubs, always popping out of those things.
It's almost like it's a prerequisite to be a lady cop to have a huge ass. Yeah. Is it the pants?
I think it's the pants.
The utility belt probably also like...
cinches?
Yeah. Or extenuates
the
image of them. Yeah.
I can't help it from dipping my finger in a cop's ass as well.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right,
they're working hard out there.
Let me tell you something. He got really mad at me when I did that.
By the way, that was midday ass, too. Like, that was halfway through a shift.
Oh, yeah. They just wrestled a homeless guy on the ground. Get that homeless ass taste.
Hey, good for him. I say that's my kind of officer. Moving on. Lifeguard had to save beachgoers from hole.
What's her name?
Yeah, I was going to say, is my ex-wife over there?
Oh, they get sunk and the waves come in?
I believe so.
Yeah, and they're stuck.
This dumb hillbilly family.
Look how burnt that one
kid is. I was about to say, they were in there. So, they weren't burnt at the beginning of the
video. No, they weren't. Look.
That's crazy.
Did he have to take the shirt off to do that?
Right. Very Aryan family.
What, did he blow the whistle and go, everybody out of the hole?
What I think happened is the water came in and it kind of up to their waists, they were stuck.
Yeah. And there's like quicksand.
Yeah.
Mm. Whatever quicksand
doesn't that happen like occasionally? Like, don't kids dig holes and then they collapse and die?
Probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's like a thing that happens, right? Yes, cool. I remember last year it was a big story. This kid, two kids were digging a big hole in the beach and it collapsed on them.
I could believe that. I don't know if it did, but I believe you.
I feel like we covered up. Shannon, do you remember a story like that maybe last year?
I do, yeah.
See, that's dangerous work.
Yeah, but it used to be a time when you could play hide and seek in an old fridge. Or be a spaceman with a plastic bag over your head, you know?
Of course.
It's called Darwinism. It's called evolution. You have to weed out these dum-dums so the other ones can do better.
It says 3 to 5 children and teenagers die in the United States every year when their holes or tunnels collapse.
Oh, my God.
There's deaths. Think about that. 3 to 5.
Damn. It's more than you'd think.
You'd think it would happen more to Jews, but it doesn't.
They're efficient, dude.
That'd be a lawsuit.
Right.
Not a lot of Jews at the beach.
No, I don't know why. They come from the beach. I think that's why.
No, they love the beach. They beach and moan all the time.
They beach and moan.
I think, I don't, like, were lawn darts ever really a toy, or were they just trying to kill stupid kids?
They were a toy. I got through I was a lawn dart kid. A lawn dart kid when they were steel. I mean, you remember that too. You're probably you were too young for that.
They 87.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I was going back like 85, 84.
Yeah. I was born in 87.
Yeah. They were heavy. And we used to use our cousin's lawn darts, and they were born in the 70s. Mm. So they had the real good shit. And they were like 50 pounds each, and you throw them up in the
air. Bring up old school lawn? It's crazy that was okay.
Yeah. It was insanely irresponsible. You're right.
Yeah, it seems like a Ralphie situation from The Sopranos.
Well, that was a bow and arrow.
I know,
right?
But like, it seems like the same thing would happen. You throw it up and it just hits you wrong. And you're bleeding out in seconds.
Starting from the beginning of time to, like, I guess when you guys were young, there was just amazingly dangerous toys out there. There was like radioactive labs that you can buy.
Yeah, like chemistry sets for kids. Right. Yeah. Just, dangerous things you could, no helmet required.
I was looking at it was a board game. Oh,
This is for educational purposes only, so don't try at home.
Yeah, and you would stand on, both of you would stand on either side.
Oops.
Oh,
it's fun though, they work like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's a metal tipped spike.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, they really do. It was a lot more fun than that plastic shit. Do you remember when Transformers were made out of metal?
No, that might have been before me.
That was another time. Like, you would actually, like, you cut yourself transforming.
So I was looking at a board game from, I want to say, the 60s or 70s, and it was a Dracula game, and you put your finger in his mouth, and it would bite you.
Right.
And the kid, like, would take his finger, and they'd be bleeding. They'd be like, I lost.
Damn, dude.
That's great.
That's
metal as fuck.
Crazy.
Right.
Shannon, did you find, it's... Can you imagine buying a game for a kid now where, like, this is going to puncture you?
Yeah. And imagine the people who weren't sticking their fingers in there. I mean, that was probably more
triple dog day. I figured out how to end Skankfest this year.
When stapling cards to your balls becomes passe.
Dude, that's got to fuck it. Oh, there it is.
I want to bite your finger. It's a Dracula game.
Holy shit.
It's one of those kids who has, like, the really thin blood disease. They do it just squirting everywhere.
It comes with a hepatitis shot. AIDS stopped this.
Fucking yeah. Right. Sure.
Oh wow, I didn't even think about AIDS.
Yeah.
Sure.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's staff, just anything. AIDS is like the king.
Yeah. Can you imagine other people's bloods on those fangs and you're just getting bit? It's just
rusty.
Transferring gross blood.
That is. That parents were just that's fine.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
Mix with your neighbors.
But we're three generations of people here, right? Like, you're a little bit older than you.
Yes.
And I'm way older than you. So you just remember a time when, like, my parents were just never there. Like, I stayed out all day. And it sounds like a cliche black comedian joke, but nobody gave a fuck about us. We just went out and we came back home. And it was like, if you made it, you made it. You didn't have a phone. You didn't have those little sensors that they put inside your phone to track you. It was crazy.
I don't know. I guess the game made me think of it. Do you remember Crocodile Dentist?
Yeah, of course.
Shannon, can you look up people playing Crocodile Dentist, but they replace the teeth with razors?
Oh, shit. Sounds like a Saw movie, yeah.
So for people that don't know, Crocodile Dentist was a game where you had like a plastic crocodile and you would push his teeth in. But then if you pushed the wrong one, it would close, but it was like plastic teeth. So
I have one in my mom's.
It wouldn't fuck you up. But people took the teeth out of it and put razors in it.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
And it is fucking horrifying.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, fuck that, dude. No way.
So that's super smart.
It's super smart. You can feel
it. I love
it.
He already has a band-aid on.
Oh, my God, dude. No.
That goes. I mean, those things didn't close fast, but it closed fast enough with those razor blades. That's going right through your finger.
I'm not doing this.
Well, I mean, we're going to find out.
Where's Jackass when you eat him, dude? And then they do it with their penises? I mean, come on.
I would play that for money. If there had to be some sort of payoff
involved.
Yeah,
it's like the Bishop thing from Aliens with the knife.
Yeah.
Rochambeau. Yeah. Dude, that's unbelievable.
We should have this at Skankfest.
Everyone's got great ideas for Skankfest. This is definitely. That's got to be. I'm done. I'm like, I'm done.
You
I'm
can feel it too. I've played this a lot. You can really feel
which one it is.
You can figure out which one it is by like two or three before.
Oh, they're going to get it. They're going to get it.
It's going down.
They're going to get it. Oh, this is such a better game. Would you ever watch a game like this if there wasn't razor blades?
Shannon, get Paco on the horn. We're going to do this on Gas Games.
Yeah, just Paco, though.
I was going to say.
Oh, that's fast, dude. I'm not. No way, dude. I'm getting clipped.
Hat like reflexes.
I'm getting clipped.
I think you got him.
Yo! Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Oof. That's that's fun, dude. They should make more. They should do like Simon, but it electrocutes you.
Oh yeah, dude.
Like Operation, but like you was a real person.
It really does it. Or Trouble, where like if you bonk someone, you get to like throw jizz at them. I don't know what the fuck. Sorry. That was a weird turn.
Yeah. Well, we'll put a pot of coffee on. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll workshop it. Yeah. We'll get some Chinese.
I like
food.
The jizz thing.
We'll just stay with the jizz. Move away from the trouble.
It's only trouble if you come inside her. Then it's a problem. She's called sorry.
Better than don't wake daddy. All right. I just thought this was interesting. For all of our comedian friends who made the pilgrimage to Austin, prison time for hemp-derived substances in Texas as of July the 31st. Mm-hmm. Shannon, what's the fine, the jail time? What do we got here?
So they're saying it's 180 days to 2 years, and it's any hemp-derived products like Delta 8, Delta 10, all of them. Yeah. Vapes, gummies, tinctures.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's insane.
Fucking gay, dude.
Especially since we did Skankfest in Houston.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was a really good time, you know? Like, but they, at least there weren't those, it's like draconian laws at this point. They're trying to take away all the fun stuff that is so good for us. like weed. Like Texas, you need weed. Everyone's got a gun. Come on.
Chill out. It's the desert, too.
And especially the like CBD, it's like nothing.
Yeah, it's gay.
Yeah, it's I will say weed. I had some type of THCA Mike Tyson gummy while I was in Texas, and it fucked me up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know what was in it, but it wrecked me. Yeah.
Oh, sounds so good.
This just shows how little influence Rogan has, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's been there for a while, and then they're just like, fuck this. We're sick of this nonsense.
Well, it's funny because of the Mike Tyson gummies, they always kind of rape you a little bit when you're sleeping.
Well, he has ones now that are ears with a bite out.
I love it.
Yeah. They forcefully eat your pussy, dude. It's different.
Yeah. But yeah, some of those THCAs will get you.
Yeah. I take edibles. I just do edibles at this point, but I have to be careful on which edibles I take because I never take edibles from. I almost took an edible from Lewis once on his podcast, and it was like a 50 milligram edible. And I'm like, you guys are fucking monsters. You're monsters. There's no way. There's no way I'm doing that. And we've shared stories about your escapades.
Yeah,
on edibles.
We've lived them, dude, together.
Yeah. I've knocked him out a few times.
I'm a seasoned smoker.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right? It's a totally different animal. Totally different animal. But I like edibles. I'll take a 10 milligram edible and I'll go to sleep. That's my thing. And I'm happy with that. I'm not trying to prove a point. I'm not trying to be a hero. I like that. That's all I need. I'll smoke a joint with somebody. That's fine, too. You guys are fucking animal. You're 80 milligram, 100 milligram. Why?
I want the walls to close in, dude.
That's
insane. It's fun. You sit there, you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to feel alive again.
This shit really works.
Why, by dying? Yes. I feel like you're dying slowly. I forgot how to breathe. Shouldn't be a thought in your head.
The cops are coming.
Yeah.
It's legal. Is it something the place you're doing it in? You're like, they're coming.
Do that in Texas. Go to Austin and take 100 milligram edible. Ooh.
And walk up and down 6.
It's over. It's done.
Five more in your pocket.
Right. There you go. That beats that razor blade.
Yeah, that's a lot scarier. Yeah.
Get like a nice pivot, aerial view or whatever, down view from those horses coming over you. Just like.
Yeah. The only reason why they catch you is because you stuck your finger in some cop's ass.
Yeah. I would love to be very high and ride on one of those rickshaws.
Or the
bikes that people have. I rode one of those from the creek to the mothership, and the poor girl looked at me, and I went, I'm going to give you another $20, whatever this is.
That's
you're so big.
That was a white chick.
She goes,
don't worry. She goes, I take 3 people on this. I went, well, that's about even then.
Right. Well, you still are.
I had so much fun, dude. I was playing fucking Fleetwood Mac on the back of it.
That's great.
Yeah, dude, it was a fucking blast. That was a good time.
Hey, guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tongkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tongkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, ZOO15, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
All right, moving on. here we go. Hold on. I thought I had it and I just lost it. Where are we? North Koreans urge to beat the heat with dog meat soup.
Mm-hmm. Classic Koreans.
Dog meat soup, by the way, one of the best punk rock names.
Dog meat soup?
But dog meat soup. Come on, who's not doing that? That's great.
This is the what day of the week is it?
Wednesday.
How do you beat the Heat with soup? What a bunch of assholes, dude.
Unless your dog is named the Heat. Tell us about it, Chad.
So they're saying that they're having a heat wave. It's averaging about 98 degrees Fahrenheit in Pyongyang. And so one of the things that they're telling people to do to beat the heat is to have dog meat soup. It is it's a nutritious food. And it says that it has like a healing properties. And the old saying is, even if dog meat soup spills on the top of your foot during the dog days of summer, it becomes medicine.
And that's
it also,
saying.
I guess, hydrates you also. But yeah.
So basically they say it doesn't mean to be dog meat soup. They're saying get your protein and
hydrate. No, they're saying dog meat soup. They're saying it has medicinal properties, specifically dog meat soup.
Those Asians always do that. Everything has medicinal properties. That's wacky for them. You want some snake ball wine?
So is that the cost of a living thing? Like, it's healthy for you. We just slaughtered this squirrel.
There's no science behind this, but
is it better to have a big dog or a little? Like, a big dog's more meat. Do you think there's like a preference?
Maybe the meaner dog is better. I bet you Chihuahuas like taste like popcorn chicken.
Well, you don't want something sinewy. But you don't want something that's like muscle.
Yeah, not like a Doberman. It's not fun. You don't want a pit bull either.
I feel like that's going to be tough. That's like eating a horse.
Yeah. little corgi.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Corgi, bulldog.
Little guy. I think it's only fair if you have to like fight the dog to death. You got it with your bare hands. And so it should be, if it's a little chihuahua, that's not fair.
Yeah, you just snap it.
Yeah, you get some pit bull action. You earn that fucking dog meat soup.
Yeah, but if they win, they get to make you soup.
Right.
Yeah.
Just
a
bunch of dogs going, hey, this gook soup's real good for us.
That's good. Really,
it's medicinal. They say if you spill it on your paw, it's still...
Give me a little of that Zach soup on my little red lipstick cock. It's good stuff.
I'll have the cream of some young guy. I can't. I hate those fucking billboards that are like, they show all like the animals in a line. It's like, why do you draw the line here? And it's like, because that's what food animals are.
Yeah. Of course.
It's what I was born into, dude.
We grow them for like, they're farm animals. You make a shitload of them, and over time, evolution has made them.
That's all they are, is food.
Delectable, yeah.
Food animals.
They don't hunt. Like you look at a cow, a cow's only purpose is to stand there and eat.
Yeah.
So it gets fat enough for you to kill it.
Or anything. Yeah, something else comes. A wolf would come along and be like, look at that fucker.
Yeah.
Take him down, yeah.
Yeah, same with like deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're animal. They're food animals.
I hate the whole argument we have in society where people are like, oh, animals are so much more noble than us. And it's like, maybe sometimes, but how do they all procreate? You know what I mean? Like, is there consent in the animal kingdom ever? Like, ever? You know what I mean? Like.
No, what do you mean? Like deer rape each other?
Yeah, they just run up to each other and sometimes they do a dance, but it's still just
rape dance. Just rape.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you go to the subway late at night and you see the guys doing Showtime. So they do a little dance. It's a little rape dance.
Yeah.
A little rape dance. Oh, it's gonna be a good winter.
Yeah. I'll see you in Central Park in about 2 hours.
Oh, we forgot our hat.
I'll be meeting you in Central Park with four of my friends.
That's an interesting theory that animals just rape each other.
Don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I don't think so. I think there's a mating ritual.
For like birds.
Most animals know they're getting fucked. I'm sure. I don't. You know, they have to stand still so the other animal can mount it, and fuck it.
Well,
if you watch a squirrel long enough, isn't that the thing? Like, it'll rape or get raped.
If we go into the duck community,
oh yeah, it's
duck rape. Yeah,
it's brutal.
That is all rape.
Yeah, look at their cocks, right? Tell me about their penises.
So let me get it. So ducks have corkscrew.
Oh yeah,
boners.
Oh yeah,
but
slower.
Female ducks, I don't know if you know this, have multi-chambered vaginas.
Oh.
Like a Wu-Tang album.
Yeah. So they can prevent getting pregnant.
Right.
And
getting pregnant.
Only one leads to the uterus.
Ah.
And they can pick and choose which one stays open and which one stays closed So they basically have decoy pussy.
Right.
So that if the duck that's raping them isn't one they want to get pregnant by, they let him come in one of the empty chambers. And if it's a duck they do want to get pregnant by, they can open up the one that leads to them getting pregnant.
Right. Unless it's a Puerto Rican duck, and then every chamber leads to the uterus.
Yeah. No matter what you do, you could come near it.
Yeah, yeah. You hold a knife to its neck. And you, give me the real one.
How did we miss that evolutionary trait? That seems like right up our alley as far as species. We should definitely have decoy vaginas, because we make bad decisions all the time.
We do have a decoy vagina. It's called a butthole.
Is that a decoy?
Yes. Oh, okay. I've been fooled.
But that was the original vagina.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I miss the whole first one.
Hey, listen, I just fucked Phil in his decoy vagina. Everything's fine. Decoy vagina.
Yeah, it's a little something different.
It's a trap.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. McDonald's has hundreds of pages of intel on repeat customer Shannon. What do they know about me?
So they know like how often you go, how much money you spend, whenever you use any of the rewards cards, whenever you turn in or use any like coupons or anything like that, that what you're ordering, if you're expected to stop by in the next few weeks. Total predicted dollar value as a customer. Various.
Is this the app?
Yeah, I have the app. They know everything I do.
I don't think it's just. I think that's part of it, but also just like I'm assuming using like your card or like Apple Pay or something every time you order.
Of course.
Oh no.
This guy who wrote the article said that there were like he said the result was a 515 page file. When he requested the information, I did check. This guy lives in California. I did check, and it is not available to request this information about yourself in New York City.
Oh, thank God. That would be so embarrassing because we would have to do it on the show.
Well, imagine you had to go to court for something, and they have to bring that out, that file. Yeah. Man, at the court, he ate chicken nuggets every day for the last 45 years.
Yeah, it's like, see, Your Honor, every one of the times there was a murder, he was at a McDonald's across town. How could he be doing a murder?
We'll get him back when the McRae rolls around.
That's the problem with the internet and the apps, because remember when the Face app came out? The Face Swap?
Yeah. And or the one that makes you look old?
The original like AI kind of stuff where you can swap your face on some amazing celebrity and you're like, oh my God, I love this. This is great. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando. This is awesome. Yeah, you're just on file with a list of people. So the next time they want to frame you for assassinating a senator... Like, yeah, that's not you doing that, dude. It's like, no, I want it to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's 100%, I think, what all those apps were. They were just selling our faces to the Chinese.
They got 100%. Your DNA. They got everything, man. All that stuff. The 21andMe thing. Yeah, 23andMe, whatever that is.
There has to be somebody that just has my file, and they're like, guys, we got to bring 24-hour breakfast back. We're throwing money away here.
You should just show up to your house with a big check like Ed McMahon. Like, thank you so much for keeping us
afloat. It's a hospital bed. McDonald's doesn't hit for me anymore, Reese. Like,
I think they changed the recipes.
The shoosh?
Nuggets haven't been hitting.
Nuggets have been different for a long time.
They're not. Yeah, I'm not getting what I... Breakfast still is my favorite.
Sure.
But regular McDonald's, I don't have a hankering for
it. I do it as a convenience. Like, if I'm going somewhere and there's one right there. Like, if I'm going to the movies and there's one right next to the movie, I'll just run in there and grab something quick and go.
Nothing beats a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Oh, it's so good.
I haven't tried the honey butter biscuit yet, but I bet it's awesome.
The new one looks really good, too. They have one.
I don't know what you're doing, man. See, this is not conducive to their fucking list.
No, it's not.
They're going to be like, they're going to discontinue that shit now because it's not on his file. Don't you understand that?
I just, something about...
Abort! Abort!
They're messaging my mom 38 years ago. there's something about McDonald's breakfast that's unbeatable, dude.
It's great.
They figured it out.
Yeah.
I never liked the pancakes, but I do love the sandwiches. They are great. The eggs are great.
The Wendy's sandwiches are pretty good.
The breakfast baconator ain't bad.
Well, they have a biscuit sandwich too. It's chicken sandwiches that are biscuits with a chicken patty. It's awesome.
Ooh, I gotta go back to fast. I haven't eaten fast food forever, and it just sounds like I'm missing out. It's like it's
I
so
heard.
Fun.
I read the other day it was like biggest fast food failures, and it was the waffle taco. From Taco Bell that I thought was excellent.
The waffle taco. So it's a waffle-shaped taco shell.
Yeah, it's with. A waffle, and then it had bacon, egg, or sausage,
that's
egg, and
amazing.
Cheese in it.
Yeah.
And it was great, and I guess nobody liked it.
Damn.
Holy
but
shit.
Taco Bell breakfast is pretty goddamn good. Have you partaken?
I haven't eaten Taco Bell. I've never tried the fries.
I've never been a big waffle taco.
Dude, that's unbelievable. Who the fuck wouldn't want that? what kind of madness are we living in? How does that not? That's America right there. That is exactly who we are as people. It's everything you want just wrapped up conveniently so you can go to work for 20 hours.
Show them the breakfast crunch wrap.
Mm. God, now you're killing me, dude.
Dude, and it's got its own. They have morning salsa.
Oh, with like what's even in morning salsa? What is
it's more
that?
Like a picante, so it's not going to give you bubble guts the whole day.
Yeah, you're not going to shit your pants.
Yeah,
at
there it is.
Now that nice hash browns.
Yeah, so it's the crunch wrap, bacon, egg, and cheese, sausage, egg, and cheese. I think they also do one that's like California style with avocado and onions and peppers. But then, yeah, instead of the crunchy thing in the crunch wrap, it's got a full hash brown in there.
I wonder if they're going to do an experiment in Austin. To see how many fast food chains go out of business after they get rid of all this. Because that's something like, why would you smoke a ton of weed? You're going right for that.
Hell yeah, dude.
There is, when I used to work nights, I would, Taco Bell would open breakfast, I think at 8, but I would get off the train at like 7:30 and I would just stand, staring in the window like, like Alice Cooper in Prince of Darkness, right? Oh, yeah. Outside the church.
the two little girls in The Shining.
Yeah. And I would just stand watching them open.
I love that.
And it was such a fucking. It would be beer store and then fast food breakfast. And to buy 2 40s and fast food breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning. Knowing I don't have to be up till 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's great. But you can't, your bowels, you can't do that anymore.
No.
When you're a kid, you can just.
Yeah, no, I'm 30. I'm about to be 39 next month. Yeah. I'm at least 8 years out of that.
That's just liquid.
Yeah, it was not a good sleep either.
Mm. Right. We used to do 40s Wednesdays when I was in high school, and they're the worst. They just taste horrible. Like, I've never understood the concept of malt liquor. I've tried it. It was, but when I was a kid, it was like kids in the Boys in the Hood just came out.
Yeah, Menace Society. Yeah,
it was all Snoop Dogg and L.A. rap, the L.A. hip hop scene, and it was the 40s were the thing to do. And you just want a 40. That's it. They're like $1.50 for a big 40-ounce thing of beer.
They were $2 when I moved to Brooklyn.
Oh yeah,
it was a 40 of Busch Light. Or Hurricane Malt Liquor.
Yeah, I remember Hurricane.
And then they had Dollar Tall Boys of Crazy Stallion Malt Liquor.
I remember all that stuff.
And that was my go. I mean, I drink Busch is my beer of choice now.
You like Busch Light?
Yep.
All right.
I'm an easy boy. I like a Busch Light, Bud Light, anything.
They're refreshing in the summer. I like them like going on a camping trip or something. You can't beat a 30-pack. Of just shit beer, whether Bud Light or whatever. It's because it's just, you're just drinking all day. So it's not like you can do.
You
like
can pace yourself.
Yeah, you're not doing like dogfish head
no,
or whatever.
You no, you feel like shit after IPA. Five of those.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. It's gross. And you're too drunk too fast and you're too full. It doesn't work.
Dude, I scarily enough had a can of Old English this weekend.
Okay.
But I also had. And I got it. I felt like a real bitch drinking it, but goddamn, it's good. The Big Smirnoff Orange.
No, I never had that.
It's like a
Smirnoff Ice, right?
Smirnoff Ice, but the orange one, and they make like a tall one.
It's like a creamsicle.
Oh, it's
Is
so
that
good.
What it tastes like?
It was so good. It was so. I took my. It was my wife's birthday, so we did a little staycation in Long Island City, and we got Pig Beach Barbecue, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a few brewskis. Very nice evening.
Went, like
to
gym,
went to the Jim Henson Creature Workshop.
I saw your picture. With
I almost
the big
thought
guy,
he said yeah. He went to the gym. I'm like, what?
No, I went to the Jim Henson Creature Workshop. Got a nice little hotel room. Very nice.
It's not, and staycations are way better than anything.
It's so nice to get in an Uber.
Right, and go home.
From a vacation. From, like, yeah. We just stay at the hotel, check out at noon,
home at fucking 12:30.
I agree with that 100%. Because if you go on a one of those like travel vacations, right, you gotta stay at least a week.
Yeah.
Because then it's not worth the plane fare or whatever. And then by day three, you're like, exactly. I just want to go fucking home.
A perfect vacation, like far away, is like 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
Anything after, you're like.
And the last day, you dread waking up because you don't want to fucking travel back.
Right. Yeah. And you're tired.
But if you could just fucking pile into an Uber.
Bing bong. Yeah.
And fucking, you're barely awake yet. And you just go right back to bed when you get home.
Absolutely.
Like I did.
And you don't, like, if you go to Europe or if you go somewhere where there's like a real touristy area, you're tired. You're pooped.
After
a week, you know, you just traveled up and down stairs and dirt roads for fucking 5 days, and now you got to go back to work on Monday. It sucks. Staycations are the way to be.
I did pull my get a free refrigerator hack in the hotel. Thank you.
How'd you do that? What's that all about?
So if you go to a hotel and there's not a fridge in the room, and I like to have Alex will tell you I like a frosty beverage.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I like to have cold water. I like to have my cold drinks. You call the front desk, and if they're not Indian, if they're Indian, it's the services may not happen. But you say, hey, I'm sorry, was there not a refrigerator included? I thought there was. And they go, no, there's not. I go, oh, you know, I'm on medication that needs to be refrigerated.
Right.
And usually they'll bring it right up. One out of every 10 times, they'll call your bluff. And go, we have a refrigerator in the employee break room. You can keep it in.
Mm. Yeah, right.
And then I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Nah. But then they see me like getting a 30 rack delivered.
Then they see you coming down the elevator. You're like, oh, this guy's on medication. Sir, anything you need.
Yeah, whatever. However we can make your final few weeks comfortable.
Right.
More pillows.
Yeah. I like to save my semen. And I need a cold place for that.
I need a place to store my semen, and Zen's mom's out of town this week.
We're going back to that sorry game, huh?
work brought nice little refrigerator action up, and goddamn, Pig Beach Barbecue.
That's great.
Did you get the
maybe
works? Like a 2-meat platter, 3-meat?
We got a sampler platter and split it.
There you go.
And when we got it, I was like, there's no way this is enough food. Because the sampler platter, I think, was $45.
He always says that.
And then we got 6 wings with it. And I was like, there's no way. We couldn't finish it.
That's glorious. What did you get? Sausage?
It was
brisket, of course.
Brisket, pulled pork.
Of course.
Beef ribs.
Yeah. Beef ribs, really?
Or maybe beef. I want
to. Okay.
I'm so hungry.
Baby back ribs?
I don't remember. Ribs, sausage, and something else. Shannon, bring up Pig Beach Barbecue. I want to show them exactly what I got because, god damn, it might be the best barbecue I've had in years.
I know.
It beat Dinosaur Barbecue.
Really? I got to try that. Coleslaw, all that shit.
Two different. They had regular coleslaw and vinegar coleslaw.
Oh, regular, right?
And cornbread.
Cornbread, of course. Honey cornbread? Honey on it?
No, but it came with little packets of butter that they put in with the cornbread, so it melted.
And that's not bad for a half rack, $23. That's worth it, man.
I was in South Carolina a little while ago, and we did a similar thing you did. Me and a chick, and we were so stoned, we ate the whole fucking
thing. Yeah, combo. Here we go. Barbecue sampler. That's what we got.
All right, it was a little less than that, but still.
Smoked turkey.
Quarter pound pulled pork, quarter pound smoked turkey, quarter pound beef brisket, 3 baby back ribs, 1 sausage link.
God damn.
2 sides, and then home done pickles.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And a slice of bread.
I'm glad you didn't finish that.
No.
That was good.
No, it was really fucking good.
I'll be honest, that smoked turkey can go fuck.
No, smoked turkey, it came with sauce on the side to dip it in.
Okay.
And gravy. Smoked turkey was great.
It was. I'm always like very skittish about
really turkey?
Chicken or turkey.
Like, really?
A barbecue half chicken is good.
You mean just a barbecue or chicken and
but
turkey?
But turkey
in general?
Can go wrong real fast, man.
This was good. I actually thought it was one of the highlights.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. And then exactly what you do anytime you're in a hotel room. You turn on the TV and go, gee, Impractical Jokers or The Office?
Yeah, that's right.
South Park or Diners.
Spin the wheel.
Or Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yep. Oh, yep. All the, it's all that's on.
Yeah. Maybe Con Air will be on later on TNT.
Oh, what did we, we watched Princess Bride and Pretty Woman.
Of course.
That's sweet.
Yeah, we had just nice. It was a nice couple's day.
And it's overall a great movie, Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
It really is. It holds up.
Yeah, you forget Jason Alexander's a rapist.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know in Princess Bride, whenever in the movie,
And Robin Hood, Men in Tights. Go
ahead. That's a banger triple feature. You know in Princess Bride, whenever the kid interrupts in the movie and is like, wait, why aren't they doing...
Yeah.
I watched it with a friend recently, an adult friend. He interrupted right before the kid would interrupt, and I'd be like, stop! And every time, right when he interrupted, I'd be like, you're like the kid! At the exact moments, he'd be like, why aren't they just fighting? And the kid, why are they? It was so funny.
And we had a balcony, which was very nice. I paid a little bit of extra of a cash. Mm-hmm. And we had a balcony that we had our banana pudding on at the end of the night.
Oh, very nice. That was cold banana pudding.
Yes.
Yeah. No, the northeast style. See, the southern style, they
refrigerated.
Hot.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's hot in the south and it's cold in the north.
Good to know.
What do you prefer? What do you think you'd prefer? Cold is better.
Cold.
Yeah.
Did you get to smoke on the balcony or no?
It did say no smoking. We did not. We took edibles. Mm. My wife gets very, she doesn't do edibles a lot, and she usually tries to smoke in the hotel, but now she is skittish because we set off the fire alarm at her sister-in-law's house.
Oh, yeah.
And they did not know how to turn, they had just moved there, and they had not heard the fire alarm yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have two dogs that are very skittish.
Of course.
One of which is a pit.
Yeah.
And, dude, their fire alarm would beep loud. The whole property flashed lights, and it would go fire.
Yes,
and they had to go outside to turn it off because it not only was their house, it was the mother-in-law house down the property, and the whole property would light up and say fire. And my brother-in-law came in, and I just pointed at her and I went, "Amanda smoked."
Hell yeah.
As smoke is billowing out of his mouth, he's like, yeah. It's like smog from the Hobbit.
No, we did, took a couple, and she usually does not partake, but she did two 15s.
Good for her. Wow, what is that? She's more of a man than I am, let me tell you. I can't.
Oh, she
can't
can smoke,
it.
Man. She can. She's. I get impressed. She's a legacy, though. Her dad was high. All the time, every day. Like I'm pretty.
You think you can hand it down? Like it's a.
If somebody did, he did because right. She can smoke more than me.
That's good. How do you feel about that? You good with that?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any sort of like competition when it comes to people. Like I've dated women, and all of them smoke more weed than I do and take better edibles. And, you know, they call you a little, you know, they call the F word and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah whatever. I'm still.
Well, yeah, I need to get hard.
Yeah.
Brush my hair, put makeup on me, and call me a faggot.
You say it a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Anytime a girl smokes more than me, it's kind of terrifying because it really puts into perspective how much I smoke.
Yes.
It's really crazy.
Oh, you do some self-reflection after you realize how much of a problem she has. You're like, oh, my God, what am I doing with my life? Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it's great. I mean, and marijuana is the perfect, in my opinion, better than drinking, in my opinion.
I wish the years I spent really boozing, I had smoked instead.
Yeah, it's great.
That's what I do.
I love it now. It's an old man's, you know, it's my little haven because when you drink, it's because you're young and you want to go out. You stay out till 4 o'clock in the morning. You get up the next day and you get breakfast and you go back to drinking. That's the way it should be. When you're 20 years old, when you hit 40, it should just be, I took an edible last night. I fell asleep around 8 o'clock. Woke up bright and early like Mike Ben Franklin. I'm like, look at me. Yeah. I'm responsible.
Dude, I've got new high music that I am obsessed with.
What is it?
John Carpenter's new album, Cathedral.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. I got to hear this.
A lot of synth?
Yes. So it's
all the synth. Yeah. What are you talking about?
So it's John Carpenter, his son, and another guy who's like a metal musician. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like all like, I would call it like castle metal.
Like hell pipe organ, right?
Kind of, Shannon, bring up a track from John Carpenter's Cathedral.
I get really
nervous about getting a strike.
That's all right. We'll
it's Wednesday, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I watch. We'll cut this from the episode. Who's the girl with the bowl cut Lee?
Bowl cut Lee.
What's her real name?
I just know Jake calls her.
Shad, do you know who Bowl Cut Lee is, right?
I don't.
She's some Asian comic.
Is she in New York? Or
I don't know, but Jay calls her Bowl Cut Lee, and I can't call her.
Yeah, I don't know anything else. Lee.
It's like when Kurt Metzger called Kristen Shaw Cookie Puss.
I think it's Atsuko Aka. Hold on, Akatsuka.
Bring her up, Bowl Cut Lee.
Oh, I know who that is. Yeah,
is that how she talks?
She's a big LA comic.
Yeah, Bowl Cut Lee.
Jesus
Christ. I love that there's a picture of Bobby Lee.
There's three pictures of Bobby Lee and one of Oliver Lee, who's dead. The same haircut, though.
The wrong Lee died that
day. Actually, I don't think there's one picture here of her.
No, that's her.
I don't think it is.
That's her, because he said her real name.
I love that the Snapchat also searched Bowl Cut Lee, which is hilarious.
And then Pete Lee comes up. Lee. Where's Bruce Lee? I mean, we're doing Asians.
Jet Lee? Yeah, get them all in there, dude.
I didn't know
Bruce
Pete Lee was
Roy?
Asian.
Let's go, dude.
Bowl Cut Lee. She must hate that. She must hate that so much.
She's perfect.
She should be grateful we let her into this country to do comedy. Kind of nonsense is that?
Yeah.
Got to hear poor, that goofy her, accent every her, time she's trying to crack
her,
wise.
Her poor mother with a wok on her head cutting around it.
Come here, you chowder head.
Hey, sweet and sour soup for brains. Come here, you need a haircut.
Sweet and sour for brains.
God damn.
Okay, moving on. Atlanta Waffle House employee fired after going wildly viral with rap video filmed at work. We saw this. Big fan. Talented young man. Hope he finds his way. Shannon, what do we got here?
So apparently Waffle House had given him multiple warnings to stop posting videos with him in his uniform, and he kept doing it anyway, and then they fired him.
Jeez.
Which is a shame. He's killing rats. An angel.
Yeah.
He's great, and it was a great ad for Waffle. One of my favorite people to watch on YouTube right now is a guy who interviews wrestlers, and his main question is, what's your Waffle House order? Because I like to see all the different...
Yeah.
Some of them are super healthy. Some of them use it as a cheat meal. Some of them are crazy, like Kevin Nash, who makes them wash the chicken before they grill it to get the marinade off of it.
Really?
What an asshole.
I think when you're paying, you are... I think Waffle House, you are allowed to make that kind of request.
Really? Interesting.
If you're paying and you're tipping good.
Yeah. I guess if he requests it like that.
And you know what? The Waffle House is one of those organizations that needs some positive press.
Yeah.
Because they got nothing but... It's just nothing but fat black chicks beating the shit out of each other at 3 in the morning.
It's a Street Fighter stage. Right. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah, what kind of a soapbox are you on when you're like, that's not the Waffle House policy? And you're like... We've seen the Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning policy. Yeah. It's chairs getting thrown at your staff by angry black woman with red hair.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that was a color in the black spectrum. Yeah. when you see a black woman walk in anywhere and her hair color is canary,
yes,
it's not going to end well.
She's boosting, yeah,
right.
Yeah, a titty is coming out.
Right, she's not going to be like, oh, that seems like a reasonable amount of sauce to get with my nuggets. That's fine.
Whatever you say to her is, get out of my face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Instant response, right?
And then repeated 85 times.
Excuse me. Get out of my face.
Do you ever see the Waffle House training videos?
No.
It's a wild thing because they have such a very specific code of how things are supposed to be plated, and it's a very intricate order system. It's hard. It's like it's very complicated. And you would think that why would you it's waffles and hash browns. Like why does everything have to be so German about it? But it's weird. Like they have a whole system of how they do things.
They also have the for disaster relief, the Waffle House Index. So Waffle House is one of their like corporate things, is they stay open no matter what fucking happens outside.
Really?
Because
because of all the stuff that happens inside.
Well, because disaster relief people need a hot meal.
Okay, fair enough.
So they actually judge disaster. Shannon, if you can bring, I know we've looked at it before. The Waffle House Index is how bad a disaster is
based on if Waffle House is open with a limited menu, or closed. And Waffle House has a disaster relief team that will go out with generators and trucks and open Waffle Houses.
Wow.
In disaster areas. Yep, here we go.
Like hurricanes and stuff.
Yes.
Like when it's really,
The informal metric named as a restaurant chain to determine the effect of a storm and a likely scale of assistance required for disaster recovery. Green, full menu. Restaurants sustained little or no damage. Yellow, limited menu. Restaurant is running out of food or has limited power. Red, Waffle House is closed completely.
Okay.
So if you see a red Waffle House, you're fucked.
If Waffle House is red, they're literally sending trucks down to make with generators and like a kitchen on a truck, so that they can work out of that, because they pride themselves on being the one thing that you can always get.
So there is no actually closed for Waffle House.
Well, there is a closed until the trucks get there.
I was about to say, like, probably when like the levees broke in New Orleans, there were a few closed Waffle Houses.
Because
if you see a black person that's soaking wet, it's very suspicious. They just didn't go swimming. So it's like, yeah, you just been through some shit. Come on.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of my late night Waffle Houses haven't been hooded. It's been a lot of like dudes in orange vests.
Of course.
It's a lot of like very working class misery.
I feel like it's one step above Denny's. You know,
yeah. Above or below?
Like, I would rather go to a Waffle House
than
Denny's.
I've never been to a Waffle House, so I have no.
Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Denny's is fine, too. I mean, Denny's is that, it's that place at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Again, you're drunk.
Yeah. That's what it's known for.
You want an omelet, a shitty omelet with some shitty string hash browns, whatever the fuck they give you on the side. It does the trick. A moon over my hammy, of course. It just hits the spot. The waitress is going through four divorces at the same time.
Yep. Not all her teeth are there.
Nah, it's a good place. Waffle House, though, it's so good.
Yeah, everything is just...
Still never made it there.
It's and then you watch them. I mean, every once in a while, you'll catch the cook smoking.
Yeah.
Still.
So good.
And that, like, that makes food better.
It does. It makes you feel more comfortable. Like, this guy... And those are guys that are supposed to be cooks. That guy's got a rap sheet the size of your arm.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
I feel like it's like the welding of cooking.
The welding of cooking.
Is working the grill at Waffle House.
Right.
You could have
a whole
wrap sheet.
Right. Yeah.
And there is a Waffle House that needs you.
You need priors in order to work at a Waffle House. They won't accept you unless there is. There should be a place for people who are trying to make some money. Just getting out of jail.
Yeah.
And a lot of places won't hire them, but they know that these cook jobs, these short order cooks, nobody wants to do that job.
Yeah.
It's a hard job.
Sucks. And everyone's watching you. Everyone's impatient.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. On your busy time, there's 18 tickets that are up, but these guys are fucking killers, man. Literally.
I know you probably didn't see it, but did you see Tony? The new
The Bourdain movie? No.
It's so fucking good, and the only reason I say that is because it does show degenerate cooks. Like, it's not like The Bear where everyone's like, I'm just struggling and I'm trying to get by. It's like, we're gonna do blow, we're gonna go fuck chicks, you know, who are in the rest. Like, it's I've worked in kitchens. It was a real good portrayal of an actual, it's like second best to Waiting, which is just a comedy, but Waiting's also very realistic for what it's
that
like.
That seemed to be the real back of the house kind of stuff at a theme restaurant like Applebee's or TGI Fridays. That really,
everyone's a degenerate, just trying to get tips. And
by the way, Waiting, great movie, ages oddly.
Oh yeah, Ryan Reynolds
horrible
is a pedophile. Like,
pedophile.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and they all know it. They're all like, stop.
Yeah, they make that big joke at the end, right?
Yeah,
that chick that comes to the party and she's like 14, 13.
And he technically does the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah, after he gets shamed for it.
Yeah. He's like, I've actually thought about it. Let's wait.
I mean, I've heard stories about certain restaurants that friends of ours worked at where the cooks went on strike until they bought Coke for everybody.
That's awesome.
And they put the Coke through the dessert chefs.
That's a lot of it.
Because they...
Powdered sugar.
Well, they had all the they carved all the lines for everybody using the dessert tools.
That's hilarious. Like, that's a nice little spatula.
So they had all these like big like cutting boards full of lines of Coke, and they sent it through the dessert, and they made it like nice designs and stuff.
I'd be sifting that on top of cannolis, banging it with a
yeah.
That'd be great. That's that's like a lace joint. You're smoking a cannoli.
That's great.
That would be fun.
Dots all the I's, crosses all the T's.
But those kind of hours some of those guys put in between prep and working and cleanup.
16 hours.
Yeah, man, I get it.
Yeah.
You need a little something.
But most of those guys, and this is why I can't get behind the whole immigration situation in this country, is because those dudes are heroes. Those guys who come over here from Mexico and Guatemala, they work 20 hours a day. They get all their friends in, but they're all there. That place wouldn't run without those guys.
I worked with one at a pizza place. He's the best.
Their work, they're fucking beasts.
You've heard my bit about when I worked at Thumans and every pizza place I went to.
Who's gonna
right.
Not the Italians.
Yeah, I do it because Uncle Vinny's had a shirt that said Italian Lives Matter.
Sure.
Because who's gonna make the pizza? And I have a bit that's like the same people that make it now. Mexicans.
They make the best Italian food now. I mean, all those Italian guys who ran those restaurants all taught those Mexican and Guatemalan guys how to do these dishes, and then rightly so, these guys are like really good at it. So these are the guys you want in those restaurants for sure.
That's the first. If people are looking for pizza in New York City, I don't care what it costs. If the guys behind the counter are Indian or Middle Eastern, turn around.
Yeah, for sure.
If they're Mexican, enjoy your pizza.
Exactly.
You do not want.
No.
I do. And listen, Indian food, great. Hotel, sure.
Yeah. No fridge, though.
Yeah, convenience store. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Oh, that's
sometimes.
Perfect.
Fine. Or pizza?
Don't go with your black friend.
Yeah, pizza, no thank you. And it's not a racial thing. They just don't get the ratios right.
They don't belong here.
They don't get the ratios right.
What do you mean?
The pizza ratio, like it's never
sauce to dough.
The pepperonis all over the place.
Sauce, dough, cheese. It's never the perfect triangle.
Well, they do all those dollar store pizzas, don't they?
Yeah.
That's them.
It's funny. I was in an Uber the other day, and there's a $1.25 pizza place around the corner from here. And the guy pointed at it, and he goes, "You eat here?" I went, "Not in a while." He goes, "Good. Do not." I know people own all expired ingredients, make you very, very sick. And I was like,
right.
Oh, I thought everyone at this office just had horrible IBS. No, they're eating expired pizza.
Then after he said that, he tried to bite your neck.
Every single day.
Don't eat here. Very bad for you.
Don't have one slice, two slice, three slice.
Do you have kids? I have this board game. They could play. Throwback. Callback.
All right. We'll do one or two more things and get the fuck out of here.
It's beautiful.
All right. Fuck it. We're talking about crappy food anyway. Oreo unveils new flavors.
What?
I know this one because I've been watching Instagram. Go ahead.
I haven't seen anything since the Reese's, and I'm an Oreo guy. Bring it up.
They are banana pudding.
Excellent.
Okay.
Hot or cold?
You did not. I want you to sit on them for the first 20 minutes, right?
Deep fried.
Wait, deep fried like in the package?
No. It's the flavor. I'll show you this in a second.
Oh, deep fried flavor?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's
weird. They said it's like fried dough flavored cookie.
I got to try the chicken and waffles. I don't think it's going to be good.
I could see it being like a savory cookie and a maple syrupy inside.
The inside, I think, is sweet. And the outside is chicken. That chicken, like how they make the chicken chips with the seasoning.
I don't like that they're all vanilla.
Okay.
What do you mean? You want chocolate?
They should make flavors with some chocolate.
Well, there has to be like a very safe wafer that you feel comfortable with your daughter dating. I mean, it can't just be a chocolate wafer.
The chocolate peanut butter one's excellent. The mint chocolate ones are really good. And the birthday cake.
I like the birthday cake.
That might be the fattest flavor.
The birthday cake.
To get birthday cake, anything not on your birthday, might be the fattest order you could make.
The deep fried one, I wonder what that tastes like.
I do want to try that.
I think it's, there's a thing, if you bring it back up, there's a little thing in the middle of the cream.
That's a deep fried, like a crunchy little.
That's a crunch, yeah.
Oh, like a little, like tempura almost, probably.
Yeah.
So the deep fried is fried dough flavored cookies, dark chocolate cream, and fried dough flavored cream.
Yeah, I gotta get that. I'm trying. That one of
those. Sounds good to me.
The Oreo Reese's were when they're in Reese's form are Reese's. Really good. The in Oreo form, the combo is not good.
The Biscoff cookie butter Oreos were really good too.
What kind of stuff do you do? Like, what level? You do stuff?
Regular.
I'm a double stuff man, dude.
Regular. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but yeah. I think the regular's good. It's a good. It works.
Mega stuff, you're out of your fucking mind.
My ratio that I like to play with is Reese's. Regular Reese's cup, fine. Halloween or Christmas tree Reese's, perfect.
Yeah. Like,
the skull, the Christmas tree, the bat, any of those, mm-hmm. where it's way more peanut butter than usual, the that's
egg?
Perfect.
Yeah.
The egg, perfect.
Yeah. So what I like to do with my double stuff Oreo is I'll take a chip and I'll slide it in between there.
You're sick. You're out of your mind.
A chip? What kind of, like a potato chip?
Potato chip.
Okay.
I knew you'd like that a little
you're
bit.
You're out
though.
Of your mind.
You're going to try it.
You're wild, man. Tom Sally.
They made an apple pie flavored yes. Oreos, too.
What? And it's key not, lime pie, I think.
Key lime pie. It's not the apple pie. I don't think it's getting good reviews online. I saw a lot of, because online is a lot of people who review stuff. And a lot of them are autistic.
Yeah, they're in their car like, I tried the new thing.
Yeah, they're all retarded people. And they don't, if retarded people usually, they're good with reviews because they have very specific palates and they're very, you know, intricate when it comes to.
And a very high level of, like, morality about it.
Right.
Who's the kid that wears a suit, ginger in the suit that reviews fast food? You know what I'm talking about?
100%. That's exactly what I was referencing. He's very, like, to the point, just. But he's in a suit in his car.
Yes.
I don't know his name either. But he's viral because I think of the way he looks. And
these guys, not only do they rate them with numbers from a 1 to 10 basis, they do decimal points. Mm. So an Oreo cookie could be 5.5 or 6.7. You know how good you have to be as a reviewer to know down to the very decimal point on how good that is? Sometimes there's two decimal points behind that fucking number. That's insane.
That's why you're doing too much.
I did try a new soda this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Zero sugar, mug, root beer, float.
Well, okay.
I didn't like the zero sugar.
Sounds good.
I switched.
I know. I get it. I
get it. Yeah. No, you should. You should definitely never look at sugar again.
I've been doing Mexican Cokes lately.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
You missed the Coke. You missed Originals. The original.
No, I never.
Yeah. You were a cotton candy Faygo.
That was an occasional
kind of guy, though.
That was every few months.
I knew you as a candy apple Faygo guy.
That,
too.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah.
But not always. I was always, I always thought Diet Coke was better than Coke. I think it's crisper.
I like Diet Coke better than Coke Zero.
And I like Diet Pepsi more now.
Really?
A screaming cold can of Diet Pepsi, I think it is. Is pretty goddamn, but I've always been a Mountain Dew or a Sprite guy.
Sprite
over that, and the root
so
beer
sugar.
Cream
it's
soda,
even extra sugar.
Well, no, I do. They all do zero sugar now.
That's great. Yeah, I don't like. I've had the Coke Zero. It's not bad.
It's fine.
The Sprite Zero is horrible.
Don't
do it.
Don't notice difference.
I was about to say it's Sprite. I get them all the time, and I'm like, is this zero sugar or not? It's just the lime.
Yeah, I can't.
Gets me.
Doesn't taste it. I was a 7. I love 7 Up growing up.
Do you remember Shannon on Real Ass Podcast when we did? Lewis wanted to see if we could tell the difference between Coke, Diet Coke, and Coke Zero. And I did it visually.
Right. You knew it from the glass with the
I
soda?
I knew
it
from the cup.
How the fuck did you know that?
From the fizz.
Wow.
That's insane, Zach.
Shannon, I got those looking at them,
you
right?
You might be autistic.
Yes, I think so. That's a long time ago.
I named all three based on how they looked in the cup.
That's fucking unbelievable. I don't believe it. We got to do this again.
I guarantee you, next time you're in.
How good are those Spindrifts, though?
Pretty good.
They're pretty amazing. That's all they're I drink good. Now, the lemon Spindrifts. Talk about refreshing.
I do zero sugar Starry.
Oh, yeah. That's good, too.
Those are very, very good. Zero sugar root beer.
Right.
I do them on Amazon. I went to my sister-in-law's house, and I always blow through drinks there. So I had Amazon deliver sodas, and everyone's like, ooh, a new soda, and they blew through my whole case. I think I had two of them. I was so fucking mad. I was like, oh, these are from that way. I'm not going to touch their shit.
Yeah.
Because I was going to be there for a few days and then just fucking gonzo.
And gentlemen, now you have to hide your fucking drinks when you go there now. And how does that make them feel?
I'm aware. It's I love my family
it's
very
like prohibition.
Much. My wife's family is lovely. It could be a bit frustrating. So my sister-in-law is vehemently gluten-free.
Oh.
It makes her very ill.
The coolest people.
And my mother-in-law is vegetarian. So ordering food for all five of us proves to be an ordeal.
Yeah. I can't imagine you were very limited from the restaurants that you can order from. I'm guessing Asian.
Sometimes.
What else do they mean? Okay, so go ahead.
It's Greek.
Okay, fair.
Sometimes Mexican. No Chinese, no diners, because they mix plates and they don't have gluten-free only.
Sure.
And pizza place, but it has to have a standalone gluten-free oven because she can't eat pizza that's been cooked in an oven with other pizzas with gluten.
That, is it now she'd get violently ill from it?
She says she gets violently ill.
I think she's full of shit.
She says...
I have not witnessed it, nor, but I also don't not believe it.
It's one of those things where you go, if you're a cook and somebody brings a plate back, and you go, okay, sorry, they wanted this instead, you go, okay, there you go. And it's just in their mind, they have whatever they wanted, and now it's fine. I think a lot of these places, they go, hey, do you have another oven where you cook the gluten-free pizzas? They're like, yeah, fucking awesome. Of course we do. Yeah, because we're millionaires where we can just have four ovens for everybody's different palate.
So, I mean, maybe I get a little... They're very kind, but I think sometimes I get a little jaded because it's like, can't we just fucking order food?
Right.
You figure it out.
I'll do it myself. Yeah. Thank you. And you just do it. I just want a Whopper. Can I get a Whopper? But I mean, like those places, like being a vegetarian and being a vegan, you have back in the day it was salad. All you can get was a salad at a restaurant. Now we've catered to them. It's like the trans thing. All right, I'm getting on this whole different thing.
Yeah.
But it's a slippery slope. It really
now
is.
Asians
now yeah. Asian people
soon will be fucking dogs.
Now
Bo
Cutley.
Yeah, now we're eating. We're gonna be eating dog meat soup for Christ's sake. And then it was Miss Miko's birthday, and I did surprise her with her yearly gift that I get her, and I will say nailed it again. And if anyone is on the fence about this, highly recommend Carvel cake.
Yeah.
The Carvel little square cake, $40. Mm-hmm. They customize it for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And sell the candles. Comes out to less than $50 on Grubhub, and it is a banger every time.
Yeah. Can't beat that chocolate crunch.
Dude, one of the last times we went to a party and that we were supposed to bring dessert, and I grub-hubbed a cookie puss from Carvel. People were shitting a brick.
Yeah.
They're like, I haven't had this since I'm five.
Yeah, because I thought Kirsten Schaal showed up.
Dude, they're so good.
They're great. I always tried to get the nose. That was my thing. I always wanted the nose. Everybody else could eat the whole fucking cake if they wanted to.
And aren't they... You turn them upside down and they're the same thing?
It's like one's a leprechaun.
Yeah.
And if you've turned it sideways, it's like Fudgy the Whale. If you turn Fudgy the Whale. So Fudgy the Whale is like a horizontal version. If you turn it vertically, you get the Santa Claus one.
Yes. That's it.
And then there's, I think, Cookie Puss is also, there's Luckio Puss.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckio
Puss.
Lickalotta Puss. And it was just green, pistachio flavored ice cream and stuff. It was great. Those commercials were great. I mean, Patton Oswalt always did a great bit about that, how Tom Carvel was the guy who invented Carvel, and he would do the commercials in the early 70s about Carvel, and it sounded his voice. He said it sounded like Tom Waits gargling hot asphalt. It was like, sounds like you're getting ice cream from Satan. It was like, come on down to my Carvel. Carvel, you want to do it in all of your locations in Tarrytown, New York, New Jersey.
I was just listening to the Patton bit on it was Paws Easter eggs.
Right.
And there was another one that was just making
it's Paws. What are you gonna do? So go somewhere else? Fuck off. It's Paws. He's brilliant, dude. He's a brilliant comedian.
All right, I think that is about today's show. Thank you so much. Oh, actually I want to do one more thing. I'm sorry. So I thought it was time for Let the Boys Be Boys. I love a good hot weather girl.
Of course.
And we have got one. Weather Report chick got everybody tuning in. Look at this.
Mexico?
No.
They usually have some
This is a, this is a, this is
quite the specimen.
Possibly even more than we're seeing on the board. Record highs for today. Our record was 2006. 83 degrees. Tower
that
cam,
bitch can pick up everything with
that. Sunshine come out eventually.
You could roll a blunt on that,
that's
dude.
Been the trend.
They should just put the weather on it.
Is that White Plains, I see?
A little bit of an enhanced risk right here. But
those are Black Valleys.
West Plains.
General and marginal risk, and that'll come in the form. Going finishing Tower Cam.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, this,
get her on the pod.
I'll take this compared to the super dry.
She's taller when she sits down. Like, situation.
And if I dip it low, you can see over here in the north, in the southwest.
Oh, what a hubba hubba.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Shout out that lady.
You think she knows it? With
look
that dress?
Yeah, she knows. She's well aware.
That's where black women are fucking, that's when they're gold. Those butts, you can't beat
Not
that
just
butt.
Their teeth. All right, thanks, guys. That's today's show. Thank you to my guests, Anthony Zenhauser, Alex Tomaselli. Check out Super Selly Joe's. Check out the Uncle Rico Show, and we'll see you next time here on The Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew.